You might think they quite like their seafood in Padstow, but a large number of residents say the prospect of a giant mussel sculpture is unpalatable. Famous for its annual May Day Obios celebrations, more recently the town has become synonymous with seafood champion and celebrity chef Rick Stein. Now a local artist wants to install a 4-metre-high metal representation of the town's unique breed of mussel. But, as is often the case with art installations, opinion is split. The man behind the proposal, Andrew Nichols, explains the idea.
I was inspired by the Padstow mussel shell. The mussel shell is a unique shape in the Padstow area. And the concept of this work was, or is, to celebrate that mussel shell. I would see a beautiful engineered design that slowly opens and closes with the tide, that people come back and look at and think, do you know what, this does add something to this wonderful town. I think it would complement Padstow in as much as it would provide a focus, particularly for children, to look and understand the environment, marine environment, understand the tide and the moving of the tide.
But not everyone agrees, as one of Padstow's harbour commissioners, Malcolm McCarthy, explains.
The petition had been going around the town, and I would say 99% are no's. We discussed it at a meeting, and our decision was mixed. Some were for, some were for against, so we asked the council to put it up for a public consultation, which they've done, which is what's happening today.
People attending the meeting were asked to fill out a questionnaire, which will be used by the town council to help decide what to do. Although a few people say they are in favour, most have reservations, and an overwhelming number say it's a giant waste of money.
Sid Porter, Padstow, I don't think there's any need for it at all. The mussel is the most invasive thing to fishing vessels.
I like the design and I like the concept. And Padstow relies on its visitors. Somebody's got to pay the rent, haven't they?
I'm Ken Humphries and I live in Wadebridge. It's all right. It's not hurting anyone, and as long as it doesn't cost me anything, I think it's OK.
Peter, Padstow pensioner. Rubbish. It's not needed. You've been down and seen the site down there, have you? Beautiful, isn't it? So why do we need a rusty mussel there, or a cage flapping in the wind? It's going to be a refuge for seagulls if it goes ahead.
Jean Haig, I loved the basic idea, but didn't really appreciate it was going to be quite so large.
My name's Paul Rickard. I've lived in Padstow all my life. It's a shocking waste of money. It's monstrosity. Don't like it at all. I think if it does go ahead, I think it will get vandalised.
I'm Wendy Lindsay. It's the size of it that is so terrible. All the locals are totally opposed to it. It's only the incomers that are for it.
Funding for the £70,000 to £80,000 project would most likely come from the Arts Council and National Lottery. And the location was carefully selected as one of very few areas of the harbour that could support such a structure. Andrew Nichols says the public's reaction is disappointing.
It's difficult when you're an artist, you know, you see things from a particular perspective, and certainly it's caused a lot more controversy than I had imagined. And in that sense, I'm disappointed that so many people have been upset, and it was never my intention to upset people. Clearly some are, some people do like it. We'll see what the commissioners and the council decide when the independent vote comes in.